Hey, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's a Sunday. Well, you know what? It happens to be a day. You know, you could be listening to this anytime. That is the beauty of the medium of which we record. We can record it anytime. You can listen to it in the nighttime, in the daytime, wherever you're doing stuff.
But it is Sunday for us
it
right now.
It happens to be Sunday, the time that we're recording this.
A snowy afternoon on a Sunday.
You know,
I don't want to go outside.
I do, and I don't.
Now, why do you want to go outside?
Because it
looks cool.
A winter wonderland outside, and I just want to realize that.
You're going to freeze your balls?
Yeah, exactly. We have a website. It's called tiptaptip.com. That's where you go there and you do things like you get directed to iTunes and you give us a good rating and stuff. You also, hold the things.
You can dial now and receive a free Tip Tap Tip pin. You know how they say that on those commercials? Hold the phone. Wait.
Stop.
If you call now.
Get your penis out of your hands and use it to pick up the phone because this is super important stuff. If you order now.
You will receive a free hug.
A hug. That's.
I don't know.
I better get more than a hug. If I'm going to be taking my dick out of my hands, I better get more than that. Right?
Well, maybe that's what you want. Hugs are always nice. Hugs are good.
Hugs are underrated. You're right.
Yeah.
Nice, good.
Because sometimes you can get some side boob in there, right?
Just the wraparound and... a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What's been going on in our world? Well, last episode, if you happen to listen, our friend Shane was on. We don't have any guests this time. Hold on. Just calm down. It's all good. It's just us. And that's all you need, right? Some people get upset. They like other guests and stuff.
Have people said this to you?
No, I just make up things on the spot. That's what I do. So it's all lies right now. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I don't know. We always just do the show, me and you. If someone said that me and you suck and, you know, we should always have a third person on, I'd be a little bit worried because almost all, like, 300 episodes are mostly me and you.
346.
So that would mean that, like, out of the 300 episodes, only 20 of them are good.
Yeah.
Because they have other people on them.
And the rest, you know.
I'm like, oh, shit, we're fucked.
The rest kind of, not so good.
Hit and miss. You guys tell stupid jokes.
We do a lot of that.
Are you guys professional comedians?
No, we're not. We have a voicemail line. If you ever...
What does that have to do with anything?
It's me segueing into stuff. That's what I do. Like a professional. That's what I am. I'm professional. You know what that is, Rochelle? It's what the opposite
Someone
of you
with their
are.
Heads stuck up their ass.
Well, heads stuck up asses make sure that things are done on time, all right?
You're professional what?
I'm professional.
That's like saying you're, you know, those people that study people, anthropologist. Like, everybody's an anthropologist. I had a friend who used to go around and people would be like, so what do you do? And he's like, I'm an anthropologist. Oh, really? Like, so what do you do? And he would just go to the mall and watch people and be like, I study people.
Yeah, but was he actually an anthropologist or was he some sort of creeper who just hung out at malls and, like, looked at teenagers?
What's the difference between watching people and watching people? It's all watching
people.
Well,
if you have a certificate, it's not as creepy.
Write stuff down and analyze stuff that makes you not creepy?
Yeah, because if you... I don't know. There is a difference. Because if you're just sitting there in like the food court of whatever mall and just going...
No, I know.
And licking your lips like a fucking creeper...
And you'd be like, I'm an anthropologist.
No, but there's a big difference.
No, but I'm just
if you're wearing
you
like a lab coat and have a clipboard.
So we can just need accessories. Then.
Exactly. You need a clipboard. That makes all the difference.
Clipboards are really good. And a lab coat with pens in it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That would work as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than
Maybe a digital recorder for interviews.
No, you're just like an observer. You have like your little clicker thing.
What's the clicker thing for?
Have you ever seen those? People like...
For counting people?
Yeah, you just go click, click, click.
Yeah, that's what those bar dudes.
Yeah.
The bouncer guys
also
have those.
Professional anthropologists do that. I'm assuming. I don't know anything. I just talk.
I watched a movie once
Oh, really?
A documentary about this anthropologist lady, Margaret Mead, I think her name was.
And what did she study, Margaret Mead?
Those people that just wear loincloths and, I don't know, some indigenous people on an island that have never seen, were not touched by...
You know, one of the
other stuff, and the funny thing is, oh no, they were, they met like some people came there, maybe British people or something, because they had their own version of what's that game that British people play with the paddle?
Cricket.
They had their own version of cricket, and the funny thing was, like, they made it up themselves, and the funny thing was this guy who was standing there playing cricket and scratched his balls, and then I was like, "All men are the same."
You know, one of the qualities.
And yesterday, when I went to soccer practice,
yes,
these guys came on the field afterwards to play soccer, and just as I glanced over to look at them,
they scratched their balls. Right?
He's standing there, lifting up his dick and scratching his balls through his shorts. And I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, that's so gross." I mean, you can control that, right? Like, you don't just do that. That's like if ladies sat there and scratched their tits.
That'd be fantastic.
Or their pussy, okay. Right? Like, gross.
This is all that you got out of your soccer practice thing.
No, that's just the last thing that I saw before I left. It was like, oh... Okay.
Just sort of to catch people up, Rochelle went to a soccer thing, like a tryout type thing yesterday.
They said tryout / practice, and then I show up there, and they basically just assume that everyone's going to be on the team, and we're like introducing each other, and then at the end they're like, "Oh, by the way, we practice in this field, and we charge this," and it's like, "Oh, well, didn't know that before I did the practice," and
they get you in.
It's like on the other side of the city.
Like, quite literally, it's like a...
It seriously is on the other side, at the edge of the city. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to drive across the city for soccer.
Why don't you just kick around a tennis ball or
something? Yeah, Eric, you're just trying to figure out how to, like, save money. So, you're like, oh, why don't... Here, I know, I'll pretend to be your coach... And I will make you do, like, the suicide runs, and then I'll, like, figure out soccer and kick the ball to you, and you could pretend that you're playing.
Do you get to have a whistle?
Yes, you would need a whistle.
All right, good. I'm sign me up. I will be Coach Eric. I'll get the whistle.
Okay.
And
we'll go to the field, and you can be like, okay, now I want you to run 5 laps. And I'll be like, fuck you.
Then I'd cut you from the team.
Like, this is soccer. Do you want it? And I'll be like, yeah, I want it.
I think, are you drunk?
No.
Okay. You're going a bit crazy here.
I had a bit of coffee.
Okay, a bit. How much?
Like 3 cups.
Okay. Because maybe I don't need to talk for the rest of the show. You'll just be like, maybe not. Then I'll just go, yes.
Well, it was a lot of fun doing the soccer thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm dead today. My legs are killing me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish you could have seen me do this stuff, Eric, because you probably have never seen me do anything like that.
I want to see you do it. In fact, I want to...
Like, I kicked the ball really hard, and it went right in this girl's tit. And I was like, oh my goodness. I am so sorry. And she was just like, don't worry, don't worry.
It happens.
But, you know, it does happen. Like, I've had that happen to me before. And I remember these guys on the sideline were like, oh, shit. Like, as if, because, you know, when, like, a guy gets hit in the nuts, it's like, oh, painful, right?
Yeah, but, like, when a guy gets hit in the nuts, it's debilitating. And he usually drops to the ground and, like.
Yeah, but so, like, they thought it was the same, I guess, like, when a girl gets hit in the boobs, but it's not. Like, it hurts a little bit, but...
Yeah, but I can guarantee...
Boobs are, like, fat, right? So it doesn't really hurt that much.
Yeah, but if you use...
Unless your nipples hurt, then it would hurt a little more.
I'll take your word for that. I wouldn't know. I've never been kicked in the soccer ball with women's tits before, or while having women's tits.
You just have to say that you don't have tits.
I don't have tits.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. It's so much easier.
Confusing.
It's so much easier when you're on the show. You tell me what to say, and it's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just say that Rochelle's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Rochelle's the best.
So you that's not the same.
I was trying to make it more clear.
No, like that's not the same.
Okay. How would you sum that up in, like, two words? Hot shit. Yeah?
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. That's good. There we go. That's the same.
So you're tired today. You're a bit sore. You know what? Maybe I'm going to make you do suicide things. Like, I'll set up.
You don't even know what that is.
But you told me yesterday, like, you go back and forth between, you go back and forth and then longer distances between a series of pylons and, like, the starting line, right? I can do that.
Yeah.
But I'll set that up with, like.
And you know what my trick was? Like, so the guy was like, okay, you need to do 5 of these.
Yeah.
And so we'd take turns with this other, with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the 5, and then when it was my turn, I would just go slower, and then everyone else was finished doing the 5, and then he'd be like, okay, break time for drinks, and then I really only did 2.
as your coach, I'm going to make sure that you do the proper amount.
Yeah.
How was it running, like really running hard? Because you haven't done that in a while.
No, I told you that I didn't run hard. I just did it slow.
You just kind of like, do. Cigarette in one hand.
Oh, shut up.
No, you don't smoke no more.
I don't smoke anymore. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the running part, like just running.
Well, that's a very important part of.
Okay. I know it is. Okay. But when you're running and you have a soccer ball, then it doesn't feel like you're running. But at the very end of the practice, I was pretty fucking tired, and my face was really, really red. I was really hot, and I was just like, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Like, once the weather gets a little bit nicer, we'll go to the park, and I'll put you through drills. and then you can do the same for me. Like, we'll switch it up. I'll give you the whistle at the end of, like, half hour or whatever. And then you can put
We don't have a soccer ball anymore. I gave it to somebody.
Oh, yeah, we did have one, but then it kind of went flat and stupid.
I think I did. I give it to somebody.
I think you may have, yeah.
Yeah.
But we can pick one up.
Yeah, they're not.
We'll go, let's go to the store and we'll
get it. Well, I'm just hoping that another team contacts me because if anybody is in Calgary and they play recreational soccer, give us a shout, info@tiptaptip.com. That's our email address.
That is our email address.
I'm not that good, but I'm not that bad either, though.
Yeah, you have cleats.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I don't have cleats. You got one step ahead of me.
I've got the skill. I just don't have, I'm just not as in shape as I used to be.
All right.
That's all.
This. We just have one Craigslist thing.
That we're skills.
You got skills. You got mad skills. This is from the Calgary Craigslist Misconnections section. Occasionally, we'll read these on here. It's our way. It's our doing a public service, because you never know. Two people who might be listening to this show might be looking out for someone, but they might not know to look at the Craigslist.
We help people get laid?
Well, let's hope for it. So I only have one today because, you know, a lot of them are pretty boring. I like to pick the cream of the crop for quality. That's what I do. This one is titled is called Hot, Man Looking for Woman, 45, Sex Store, Northeast Calgary. And it goes as follows. Hope you read this and then I would know. I walked into the store. I was greeted as your first customer of the day. So apparently this guy's looking for porn at, like, bright and early. Crack it.
Well, I don't think those places open up that early.
Well, first customer of the day.
It's like, well, I'm just eating my breakfast and now I want to go buy a vibrator.
Exactly. We talked about how hot the store was. You told me the room was cold when you got there. I purchased 3 things. You helped me select the pink one, smiley face. Right. Was thinking maybe you were a little nervous putting the batteries in the cock ring when I asked you to leave them in there. You're very cute, and he spells your incorrectly, and a little shy. If you're interested in going for a drink, let me know. And he spells no, N-O. So, you never know.
He spells no, N-O?
Yeah. As opposed to K-N-O-W.
See, that's the thing with spell check. You know, like, you can it will correct your spelling, but if you don't know which kind of no it is.
then it's useless.
Yeah.
Basically. So hopefully we've put two people together who are out there looking for each other. And if that works out.
Okay, but like, he knows where this girl works. So why would he write something in the Craigslist thing? Why doesn't he just go there?
Yeah.
And ask her out? Like, get some balls.
Yeah.
You know, these things are for people who don't know how to find the other person again.
Good point. Very good point. Like, he just go, oh, okay, I'm just in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd go.
Oh, I just wanted to buy, a different cock ring.
Different thing for my thing. So, if you're out there, a person who was looking at that lady in the sex store, just go in there. You know, get a little bit of bravery. Just say, hey, I think you're all right. You're very helpful when I went in there last time.
If I was a girl working in a sex store mm-hmm. and a guy tried to pick me up in the sex store as a customer,
yep.
No way. Yeah. That's like, because pretty much every guy goes in there and probably tries to pick up the hot girl mm-hmm. or the girl that works there.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm sure they probably get hit on a lot, so.
Yeah.
All right, so that is that. Speaking of people with their clothes off, here's a story from Florida. A 29-year-old woman who said she's a stripper was arrested after saying she yelled across the street because the people there are assholes. Well, it doesn't really say assholes in this story because the news...
They can't say that. What did they say then?
They put in brackets rectal orifices. I filled in the blanks, all right?
Are you serious?
Yeah, right there. Rectal.
Wow.
You know.
Okay, I kind of like that better.
I put on my Sherlock hat and I just, you know, go, hmm.
Hmm. What
now, there's
that?
Only one rectal orifice on the human body. In the street vernacular, that is also called an asshole. So, anyways, for the sake of the rest.
Think about it, asshole is kind of funny thing to call somebody.
There's a lot of funny words, like, you know. Police arrived after there was a report.
It's like, why don't people call someone a penis hole?
Dick hole, I've heard. You know, but that's usually... Really? That's more sort of elementary stuff.
What about vagina hole?
Well, there's the C word.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing. That's probably...
So, you're smart.
That's Mr. Sherlock to you. Police arrived after there was a report of a woman in her underwear yelling profanities at a neighbor. They found Lisa Marie Perez, 29 years old, in an underwear-like or bikini dress, drinking Michelob Ultra at the end of a driveway. I like that they put in the details about the particular brand of beer that she was drinking. Deputy told her to put down the beer. She said she was wearing a bikini. She also said that she'd been yelling across the street because the folks there are real assholes. Described as obnoxiously intoxicated, she tried to explain that she faces trespassing charges because of her neighbors. She also thought that her landlord stole cash from her bedroom. The neighbors told investigators she came out onto the road and started yelling profanities at them as they cooked steaks on the grill. The woman reportedly told deputies she had 8 to 12 beers. I guess after 8, you kind of lose count.
Wow. That's a lot. I don't think I've ever drank that much.
She said that the people across the street are assholes and are fucked up. Police affidavit states, the woman whose occupation is listed as a dancer tried to hug a deputy when he asked her to confirm some contact information.
See? Hugs are good. Hugs are good.
I'm sure he was actually smiling. He's like, all right, sure, let's bring it. He's like, I know you're not supposed to do this and you're probably drunk, but who doesn't like hugs?
Yeah, especially from, like, a dancer chick in a bikini.
Just at the end of her driving her underwear going, you people are pieces of shit. Nice.
Nice. Okay, so I was reading the Gossip magazine that I bought, mm-hmm. and I just want to say that if Kim Kardashian listens to our podcast...
And it's very likely. Yeah,
I don't know. Like, we're a little bit famous now, right?
We are Calgary's...
podcast in Calgary. I'm glad and I'm sure she knows where Calgary is and where Canada is, right?
Because I remember a few months ago she made an appearance at one of the cheesy bars that we never really go to, clubs. You know how those people do. They get paid to make an appearance.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, this is actually after her after it was announced she was pregnant. I think it was at Cowboys, even. For the, our listeners, Cowboys is a place you probably want to avoid if you're in Calgary and you have self-esteem.
But, and yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit interesting, you know, as an anthropologist.
I do see your lab coat.
You know, like with a clipboard. Yep.
Okay,
so I want to say to Kim Kardashian that, like, the last magazine that I read, they were making fun of her for how much weight she gained with her pregnancy, and they were saying how she was eating so much and how she was getting pissed off about her zipper not being zipped up and all this kind of stuff. And I just want to say to her that I understand.
Okay.
And that I think that everyone's being way too mean to you, and I do not like it.
Okay. That's noted. And just to clarify one thing, you did call her Kim Kardashian. Her last name is Kardashian. You know, there is confusion. The Cardassians were the alien race on Deep Space Nine. Oh, yeah. I don't know if there was a had to be any sort of
oops, sorry.
If there was any sort of coincidence on the part of the writers who originally did create that role of that alien race, but you know, just want to clarify that she's not in fact
Kardashian
with an SH, Kardashian. Not Kardashian. Kardashians,
I guess. So it is Kardashian.
Exactly.
It's not Kardashian.
No, Kardashian.
Well, that's so close.
No, but Kardashian.
Yeah, but that's so close.
I know. It's kind of make me scratch my temple.
It's like when you say, like if you say lightsaber instead of
Saber.
Saber.
Yeah, close enough.
You can get away with it. I got away with saying lightsaber for the longest time until someone laughed at me.
Some nerd said, it's actually lightsaber.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, nerd.
Anyway.
So, anyway, yeah.
Magazines just, like, tore her up.
I did actually read that.
Awful.
I did read that same awful article. And the worst, probably the worst.
The way it was written was, like.
The worst picture.
Yeah, it was her stuffing her face.
Yeah, like, they contrasted to her before pregnancy, where she's eating little portions, and then they have, like, the one right next to her just shoving food in her face. Like, come on. Everybody looks bad when they're putting, like, food in their face. Like, there's no real flattering picture when you're, like,
shit. No, and everybody eats lots when they're pregnant. And then they're like, the average person gains 30 pounds when they're pregnant. And it's like, you know what? Fuck you. The average skinny chick gains 30 pounds when they're pregnant. The average curvy lady gains way more.
Yeah. So.
Like, I think I gained like 60 pounds or something ridiculous.
Babies, man.
I would eat, like, for lunch, I would eat like 3 sandwiches with like bread on both sides.
Crazy.
Full pieces of bread. 3 of those.
Well,
I think about that now, and I'm like, that's nuts. That's so much.
Well, our babies.
And now I just eat one.
Our baby's healthy, and that's what matters, right?
I know, but this is why I'm saying that they should, like, lay off of Kim, because you know what? Like, she's a full-figured woman. That's what happens.
Hey.
She's got the curves before. And they compared her to Prince Charles' wife.
Who's small. Come on.
She's so skinny. Like, she looked anorexic before getting pregnant.
And she still looks pretty skinny. Like, she.
Well, you're comparing, like, a short, curvy lady, short, petite, curvy lady, to a tall, skinny chick?
Yeah.
That's so mean.
Get the fuck out.
Those writers, I want to punch them in the face.
You're on fire today, aren't you?
I, like, hate that.
Yeah, it's bullshit, right?
And then,
fuck, like, that.
To follow up on that magazine,
okay,
a couple pages afterwards, they have, oh, Holly has her baby, and everything's all wonderful, blah, 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 and it's so bad.
Oh, because what they do is, like, oh, look at her bikini body, like 3 months after, like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's called liposuction.
It's also and having a personal trainer. And having a nanny, and having
breastfeeding, having a nanny, having a nutritionist the whole time that you're pregnant and afterwards.
Well, I have so much time. Yeah, that's because somebody else is taking care of your baby all the fucking time. It's like, I've
trained for like. I understand what's so hard about having a baby, but
I don't know why he calls the nanny mommy. Well, fuck, because you're never around, dumbass.
Anyway,
anyways,
there we go.
All right.
I was saving that rant up for a couple days.
Well, I'm glad that you did. And I'm glad that you...
Me too.
So, speaking of... I have no segue for this, so I'll just get right into this story here. A small town in Alaska is proposing a law that would ban bar residents in the town from walking on city streets while drunk.
How are they supposed to get home from the bar?
Maybe cab, maybe designated driver, but...
What if you only live a couple blocks away from the bar?
They're proposing a law that would ban that.
What if you're drinking in the park?
Also illegal.
What if you're... I don't have another one.
Well, some council members argue that the public intoxication ban would keep the community safe. Not everyone is convinced. Says a council member, I understand people think that it can be a menace, but there's other ways to handle it other than outlawing drunk walking.
So what's the menacing problem?
I think it usually has to do with like people like peeing on like buildings and, you know, things associated with being drunk and walking around.
That's what guys do.
That's what guys do.
They should just ban guys from being drunk in public.
Really?
Every guy, when they get drunk, they're like, I'm just going to take a piss right here. They like whip it out. Like they're bragging that they have a dick that they can pee standing up.
It is pretty handy. I'll say that much.
Girls can pee in public too.
Yeah, but they have to do the squat thing. It's kind of.
Who cares? You can still do it.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to write your name on a wall. Or in the snow or whatever, right?
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, if girls.
You probably couldn't write your name anyway.
You could probably do
like an E. Yeah,
that's I do an it. E. Maybe my initials, right?
But can you make a big puddle?
No.
I can't do it. I can make a big puddle.
All right. Well, high five.
So there.
Well, you got me beat. I can make a puddle. A Utah man. This is a ridiculous story. And some people, I go, what the fuck? And this is one of those stories. A Utah man was charged with viewing child pornography on a Boston-bound commercial flight. Right? So he's viewing child porn on
what? Yeah. So the person next to him was like checking out what he was looking at on his computer and then they saw child porn?
Yeah, like either a person beside them or behind them. Prosecutors say 50-year-old Salt Lake City resident Grant Smith pleaded guilty to possessing child pornography. A fellow first class passenger, so maybe he thought he could get away with it because he was in a first class. Saw Smith viewing pornographic computer images of young girls during the flight. Creepy. The passenger took a cell phone photo of the images and alerted a flight attendant. So as evidence, Smith was arrested in Boston and initially pleaded not guilty. He resigned his job as a University of Utah engineering professor. So he's a professor. Okay.
Okay. He just wanted to get caught. That's obviously like
that's like the dumbest thing.
No, that's why. I'm saying that he just wanted to get caught. You know how in like CSI and stuff, like how sometimes people will do a murder and then they want to go back to the scene of the crime?
Yeah.
Because they want to get caught. And I think that's what this guy did. I think it was a call for help. He wanted to get help for it. Why else would you do that in public?
He could be incredibly dumb, but the whole thing that he's a professor of engineering at a university in Utah.
It doesn't matter what your profession is. If you're a sicko, you're a sicko.
Yeah, it's... What the heck, man? What the heck? I would say... there's really nothing to say. Just don't be dumb. And don't look at child pornography, even not on a plane. Come on, what the fuck?
What? We don't need to preach to people.
Well, I don't know about our audience. They might be creeps. I don't, okay. That helps. That helps us gain listeners.
Because only creeps would listen to Tip Tap.
Fuck kid touchers. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, what's the email address, Rochelle? You said so good before.
info@tiptaptip.com.
Awesome.
How Aqua's not .ca. Doesn't .ca mean Canada?
Yeah, it does, but you get a little
bit
more.
But we're in Canada.
No, but .com is a little bit more better sounding. You know.
Better sounding?
Well, it's more.
Does that mean that, like, if you have a website that's .ca, that just means that it is in Canada, but that doesn't mean that other countries can't look at it, right?
No, everybody can look at it. But usually that means that you were too late to get the .com, so you had to settle with the .ca.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what I see it as. Well. Because if you can't get the .com, just get it. We're just going to pause a sec here, and we'll be back in a minute with some Eurovision stuff. And we are back.
We're back.
We got some, you know, we're just running through the rest.
Did we get mail? Did we get some emails?
No, we didn't get any email or show. Nobody likes us. Nobody likes us.
There's a song. Nobody likes us. Everybody hates us. I think I'll eat some worms.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
Okay.
I
think so. Or did you just make that up?
No, I remember that from somewhere, but I don't know where.
So we have a, one of the things we do on the show is this time of the year, is the, Eurovision Song Contest, which is a thing which we like to watch, happens at the end of May, but, there's, how it works is, various countries within Europe submit their best song to be represented on the greater contest, which happens at the end of May. And we've been running through some songs which have been submitted, and we have a few left. We've played quite a few so far, and I'm going to let Rochelle pick
Romania.
Oh, Romania. Okay, just like that. Just like that.
Just like that.
So let's see what we got.
I'm going to say an Eric line. Let's just get right into it, things. Let's just get right into it.
Okay, what is this clip?
By Caesar, and the song is called It's My Life.
All right, let's play it.
Love is so bright, like a diamond in the light. Love is so, so true. I can paint my world in blue. Love is so deep, and it makes my life complete. Like a mountain in the sky, love is so high, so
okay, sorry.
So bad.
I have to stop.
This is so bad.
I have to stop this because Rochelle and I are watching this, and this is actually the first time we both have watched it. And we're like, okay, it's turning kind of standard, and then it goes out into like opera territory, and we're just like, what?
But this is a dude singing. Is it, what's it called when the guy's falsetto?
Yeah, like, yeah, something like that.
This is really bad. This is like one of the worst ones for sure.
This is probably one of the worst I've seen in years. It's just. Guy, first of all, he's dressed like a magician. So you're thinking like, okay, rabbit sort of has.
And he kind of looks like Michael J. Smith. Is that dude, that guy from the I Want Your Faith?
Oh, George Michael.
George Michaels, yeah.
Michael J. Smith.
Who's Michael J. Smith?
Nobody.
Okay. Snort.
Michael J. Where'd you even get the J from? It's like, okay, Michael Smith. I'm like, okay, maybe she got the name, like, but she inserted like an initial there. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I bet you he's somebody.
I bet you if we Google Michael J. Smith. It will be on.
We should. Let's do that right now. Can we do that now? I just want to see. Michael J. Smith.
Apparently he's a musician or he's an astronaut. Okay, but not, it was never in the performing group Wham at any point in time. Just so we're clear.
Usually known as Mike Smith, was an American astronaut, pilot of the space shuttle Challenger when it was destroyed. See? I knew he was somebody.
Well, I don't think Michael J. Smith is a, it's not, Smith is hardly an uncommon last name.
No, I used to have two clients who were both named Michael Smith, but the J wasn't there. I don't know how, whatever. I don't know how that came to be.
I don't even
want to. I don't want to listen to the rest
of this. I'm kind
of
done with this.
Romania, you are not even going to make it to
the semifinals. The 1 minute mark.
No.
So.
Can we listen to France? France is usually good.
I can't be worse than that.
Jeez. Yeah. France is like some hot chick.
Amandine Bourgeois, l'enfer et moi, which means something me.
Good one, Eric.
I'm good at
you stuff. Must know French.
There's no actual video for this, so we'll just listen to the song.
Yeah. Okay, that's not part of the song. That's Eric falling asleep. You know what regarde bien derrière means? Look at her nice ass, I think. But I'm not French, so I don't really know for
where
sure.
Where did you learn that turn of phrase?
What?
Where did you learn that expression?
No, I just know what those words mean.
Oh, okay.
Or derrière is like, look at her back or something like
derrière that. Derrière is behind, but.
Behind, yeah. Look at her nice butt.
We're gonna.
The song was okay, but nah, I'm not really feeling it.
It's better than Romania.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
We're gonna wrap up the show, but before we do, I just want to play this last clip. This is not a Eurovision clip, so you can continue listening if you stop listening. But this kind of blew my mind.
Why do you always assume that people don't give a shit about Eurovision? if you really think that, then why do we do this?
We're doing it for us, Rochelle. We're doing it for us.
You don't make any sense. I think everybody loves Eurovision.
Well, if you don't,
all of our listeners love Eurovision.
I haven't heard any complaints, so I guess I'll maybe.
Well,
you're
then
right.
Stop assuming that.
But
when you assume, you make an ass of me.
When you assume, you're an asshole.
You're a rectal orifice.
This clip blew my mind. You know, because it's the year 2013. You would think that things like racial segregation.
It is 2013, and the world has not ended yet.
Yeah, you would think that racial segregation would be a thing of the past, but apparently, in Georgia and the United States, they still in this one particular school, they still have segregated proms, and that
what the fuck
is blowing my mind.
We're embarrassed. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Stephanie, Mauricia, Quanisha, and Keela say they do everything together, except prom night.
We're all friends. That's just kind of not right that we can't go to prom together.
In a world full of color, Wilcox County High School still see things as black and white.
There's a white prom, and then we have our integrated prom.
Any race other than Caucasian tries to attend the white prom,
they would probably have the police come out there and escort them off the premises.
Yes.
That was the case just last year as a biracial student was turned away by police. It's been that way for as long as anyone can remember, and it doesn't stop at prom. Homecoming is also segregated. While still having two separate dances, the school decided to elect only one pair for king and queen for the first time this school year. Quanisha won.
I feel like it had to be a change because for me to be a black person and for the king to be a white person, I felt like, you know, why can't we come together?
But nothing changed. Quanisha wasn't invited to the white homecoming. In fact, the pair took separate pictures for the school yearbook.
When people around here are set in their ways, they're not too adamant to change.
So the girls are taking matters into their own hands.
If we don't change it, no one else will. We'll do it Friday and Saturday.
They're organizing a prom for everyone to attend, but everyone is not fond of the idea.
We actually put up posters for the integrated prom. We had people ripping them down at the school.
The group will continue to make progress even though there doesn't seem to be much motivation to change.
We need to stick with the tradition. It's, you know, this is a traditional thing. We don't need to change and stuff like that. I'm like, but why? No one could answer my question.
Exactly.
So.
And they think that nothing's broken, so I'll fix it.
That is so fucked up. I mean,
you know, and good on these young ladies on trying to tackle this issue. But like the fact that people are still like pulling down posters and like, you know, going, we're going to change that.
It's tradition. That is such an excuse. That is such a lame excuse for not being up with like that. It's racist. Like that's not tradition. That's racism.
That is straight up racism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about that, but
get your shit together, people in Georgia. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
have you listened to Michael Jackson's song "Black and White"?
Yeah, that should have. It wasn't just about.
You should play that at your fucking white prom. Blow your mind.
High five! You're doing so great today. I love you so much. But we're gonna wrap this up because baby's up for nap, so we're gonna finish some things up.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We do things like podcasts and stuff. If you like the show, you can.
That's all that we do.
That's pretty much all we do. If you like the show, you can help us out a number of ways. First of which is to tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your segregated prom mates, tell your homecoming queen, tell everybody. Tell us to listen to the show because we're pretty good. And that's not just us saying that. Well,
because we're the best podcast in Calgary.
Maybe it is just us saying that, but again.
We should get a shirt that says that. And then everywhere we go, we just wear the shirt and make mine like really cleavagey.
Yeah.
So people will look at it.
Yeah. That would be.
That's a good idea.
I'm kind of running that through my head. I'm going, yeah, that could be the best thing we ever come up with. If you like us, leave us a comment on iTunes. Any good rating and stuff. What else? You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Eric Tip Tap Tip. I say funny stuff. Also follow
us. I, however, do not do anything on Twitter. So
yeah, you're just like,
sorry, don't bother.
Yeah, Rochelle can be arsed about any Twitter.
No.
But I give a shit about Twitter, so follow me, Eric Tip Tap Tip. That
you
link
already said that. People are not that dumb that you have to say it twice.
Okay, well, if you didn't get it, rewind and listen again, okay? Because apparently I can only say things once.
Check out Eurovision stuff on YouTube/Eurovision. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Good, I got it right.
Yep.
Because there's lots of other interesting videos to watch from previous Eurovision years.
That sounds good. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will catch you later. Bye.
Bye.